flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
It's a WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Didn't expect to be doing the Conor McGregor with Gilly the Kid today.
Nope.
But there it is. That was fun. I'm buying the card.
Yeah.
I got to have the card.
Tell you what. He's a big deal right now.
Yep.
That Instagram's going to go out.
Yep. Oh, we're going to get crushed.
Lakin's already, behind the scenes here.
His dread is going out.
Yep. It's,
I stopped moving in the middle. I looked at myself. I said, this is going poorly. I might as well jump ship now.
Oh, you just got to let go.
No, I know, but I can't. I'm stiff.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nick Saban used to kill you for that.
I know.
Yeah.
So it might be a long weekend.
Well, it's a long weekend on the internet for me almost always. Anyway.
Yes.
So
he has millions of followers.
Yeah. I just looked, 4 million.
Awesome. Great. Like, idiots.
Just tag me, bro.
He was like, in the break, he's like, he said, I love when I get the white guys doing it, because they always screw it up. I was like, well, you got us.
Well, now I need a rating from him on, was Justin in it as well? He was in it too, right?
I think so, yeah.
So I need a rating from him for you, me, Lake, and Justin to see who did it, you know, worst to first. I think. Seth Joyner was on the morning show today. And what a turn for Seth this year. From never happy about anything the Eagles do, never good enough, to you can't question them at all. But he was talking about the Chiefs, and here's what he had to say.
I do not give a rat's ass about Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs.
Amen. Wow.
I really don't.
You should.
I don't. I'm not saying that I'm taking them lightly, or I'm not saying that I disrespect them. I do not care about them. You understand what I'm saying? Mm-mm. And when you play football, that has to be your mentality. If you go out there with any kind of apprehension about how great that guy is, I don't care how great Patrick Mahomes is. I'm trying to hurt him today.
Okay.
Well, he definitely is.
Yeah, that's the Seth I know.
Yeah, that's definitely Seth.
So there's two different things here. There's one for the players, and then there's one for us looking at the game.
Right.
You know, I have a healthy respect. I don't know what you call fear. I'll tell you, if there's this scenario we keep talking about, three minutes left in the game, down 4 points, you will feel fear from me. This is a all-time team the Eagles are playing next Sunday. They are going, they're trying to do something that no NFL team in history has ever done. They have lost basically one game this year. Mm-hmm. They have the best, the second best quarterback of all time may get remembered as the best quarterback of all time.
Yeah.
May get remembered as the best coach of all time. Certainly top three at this point, top three, four. Mm-hmm. This is just the greatest tight end of all time. One of the greatest defensive coordinators.
Yeah.
You know, this is just a really, really good team. And I think Elliott made a, I don't know who's better, but I think Elliott made a good point that this is a, this is a game, like this is, they're going up against truly the best here.
Yeah, and it puts pressure on you because you have to minimize any mistakes and errors that you have in the game.
And play great.
And play great, exactly.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
it
can't just be a safe game where we outlast them.
Right. No,
that's not going to happen.
I agree. I totally agree with that. That makes it a little more difficult for you. And this is where I would guess that Nick Sirianni, Vic Fangio, and Kellen Moore, they have to decide when they want to be aggressive. You have to pick the right. You just can't recklessly be aggressive. I don't think they fear the Chiefs. They just played them 2 years ago. They played them last year out there in Kansas City. I know our defense is different. They're young guys, but they're also filled with five-star athletes that went to pretty big programs that played in national championship games and everything else. They don't seem to be afraid of the moment, right? Like, I don't think this team is going to go into that game in awe or afraid of Kansas City. But that's different than having a healthy respect for them.
Yeah.
And knowing that you can't, in other words, you can't do things like get a disorderly conduct. I'm thinking about the police. You can't get an unsportsmanlike penalty.
Right.
You know,
trying to show them how tough you are.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You can't do stuff like that and expect to overcome it.
Well, and I also think the great young players want that guy. You know, like you get to the league in the NBA when we were growing up, like you want to cross over Jordan.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like you think in your head, well, this guy hasn't played me yet.
Right.
You know, and I think it is that healthy.
I agree.
You know, borderline from the not quite cocky, but confident and a healthy respect for who you're facing.
And you know, Saquon, I mean, these guys aren't afraid of anybody.
No.
Like they're not looking at the Chiefs and saying they're looking at the Chiefs. Honestly, they're looking at the Chiefs saying we're better than they are.
Right.
That's what I believe this team is looking at. How could you not be coming off the game they just played?
Right.
Now, if they had been coming off the Green Bay game or the Rams game as the title game going into the Super Bowl, people may feel a little bit different. But when you put up 55 in a conference championship game, your confidence is running high right now.
Yeah.
And so I believe they're looking at this saying, we're the better team.
Yep, yep. And I think they have the right to feel that
way. Yes.
I think they have the right to feel that
way. I don't think Doug and his guys looked at Brady and Belichick in awe.
Nope.
They didn't go out there and play like they were scared.
Nope, they did not.
We scored first, I believe, right? Didn't we score first in the Super Bowl in that game?
Sounds right.
Alshon's touchdown was the first one, right?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they as I said, this isn't a game where you can go in there and go, all right, we're just gonna not make any mistakes, and we're gonna win, because I feel like that's what Buffalo tried to do. Like, they're gonna have to go in there and be great.
Yeah,
you know, they're gonna have to go in there and be great.
Yep.
215-592-9494. We will get to your calls right after Jack tells you about Scott Honda.
I've been talking to you about my friends from Scott Honda, the Scott Auto Group, where I bought my first car and my current vehicle. The Scott team just does it well. And now they have two Kia locations, so enjoy the road ahead in 2025 in the all-new Kia K4 sedan or the popular Kia Sorento, plus an amazing selection of Sportages and Seltos. With Scott Kia's offers and lease specials, you'll be seeing a lot more sailboats on the road. Visit Scott Kia of Springfield and Delco or the newly opened Scott Kia of Limerick, where it's always smooth sailing. By the way, Gilliardi has the video up on his Instagram.
Oh, really?
It's bad. I mean, it's cool. It's awesome.
It's a tough scene.
I haven't even looked at it yet.
Yeah, dude, it's
Great, he really does. Oh, no. Oh, goodness gracious. Oh, Jack, you are not doing a good job.
Oh, my God. I can't find it.
Oh, Jack. Jack is like front and center.
So bad, dude.
I'm never going to stop watching this. I don't ever look at my phone when I'm in the car. I feel like I'm going to put this like up in front of me so I can watch it driving home.
Oh, I'm so happy y'all did this.
Oh, goodness gracious. Are you still talking about Scott Honda, or are you done?
No, I'm done.
All right.
Yeah, I'm done.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Actually, could you could you post a poll? See, I want to know which of, but that's not on Twitter, so we can't do it. I want to know who.
He might have put it on Twitter.
Okay.
But I'll look.
Yeah.
Laughing in there. It's a disaster.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not. I'm glad you did it.
Oh, man. Every time I look at it, I see something different, man.
Yeah.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
TK, you see this? This is horrible.
Four million followers.
Teek said horrible.
Well, Teek's lucky he's not here. Imagine Teek. First off, the camera wouldn't be able to get him in the photo.
Oh, video. Man.
Jack, you look like you're having a seizure.
Dude, I know.
Yeah.
Oh, man. This is priceless.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Valentine's Day is coming. If you're thinking about getting engaged, shop the home team at Mark's, your engagement destination, online at marks-jewelers.com. Which team would win, this Eagles team or the 04 team? 91.6 say this Eagles team. 215-592-9494. Kenny from the Dirty 30, you're on WIP. What's up, Kenny?
This has been an unbelievable show. There's just so much to unpack this afternoon.
Yeah, there's a lot. This is a jam-packed show.
Delaware Valley.
And Justin's not doing a great job either. Wow, Rod. Rod looks like his weekend at Bernie's.
Poor Rod, dude.
Yeah. I think I'm doing okay comparatively.
Mike is doing okay. Yeah.
Till the end. The end gets a little weird, but it's all right.
Okay. Sorry, Kenny. Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, it's all right. I mean, you know, I can't wait for the next episode of The Real Truck Drivers of Delaware Valley.
Oh, yeah. Jerry. Yeah.
Yeah. I can't wait. Every day is an adventure with that. Now I know where the cheese sauce came from at Chickie's.
Yeah.
I'm not eating that anymore.
Yeah, there's a lot. There's a lot.
And by the way, Ike, even I have my own trading card.
Your own trading card?
No, I'm serious. Yeah, I'm a Hall of Fame fan, so the NFL gives us like 10,000 cards a year to give out at charity events. So.
Oh, my God. Oh, here we go. Stop.
And for more on Kenny, visit humblebrag.com. That is humblebrag.com.
Yes, exactly.
Yes.
Yes. So, I can't wait. I'm coming down to Chickie's on Friday next week for that pep rally because I did it before, every time you did it. Just so much fun to meet. So many of those afternoon callers, people out there, if you haven't met them yet, they are one of the most funny cast of characters I've ever seen. And trust me, I know the Dirty 30. So shout out to Rios, one of the classiest guys I ever met as a caller. Great guy.
He is a good man.
And now I just got to say this flat out. The 83 Sixers, and you know I'm a huge Eagles guy, but that team, they did not lose a game between the last week in January and the first week in March, and they destroyed everybody. They got to the playoffs, and it should have been 4-4-4 if it wasn't for the refs, stealing game 4 in Milwaukee. They destroyed the Lakers, who beat them 2 out of the past 3 championships before that. Destroyed. So the only way this Eagles team, for me, can be better than the 83 Sixers is if they go and win by, 30 points like they did against the Redskins, and Saquon has over 200 yards. They destroy the Chiefs, then I'll say now you're 83 Sixers worthy because, I mean, that 83 Sixers just destroyed the league, everybody.
Yeah, they won 65 games, four Hall of Famers if you include Billy Cunningham. Yeah, like that's that was a really, really, really good team. Not that this team isn't, but that team. And the other thing, Kenny, is that in 20 years, we'll get to see who from this team actually has you know, a Hall of Fame career, right? Like the young guys, like we don't know about Jalen Carter. Right. We don't know what the future of Saquon is. We don't know right. what the rest of A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith's career holds for them. Those sorts of things. Like all, the only guys on this team that we really know right. where they stand historically is really Lane. Lane and BG. Those are the two. Lane, BG, and Slay. It's a good question, a fun thing to debate. And there's no answer to it, but I don't think the 83 Sixers could ever be a wrong answer in this. You know? Yeah.
That seems like the one team that holds the title right now is the best ever.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, Kenny. Are you going to New Orleans?
If they win two more.
You go to New Orleans?
I'm just having a huge party here because I want to be in Broad Street. Yeah, I want to be in Broad Street tipping over cars and burning stuff.
No.
Man, we know you're joking, but...
yeah. No tipping over cars. Yeah, no burning stuff.
Broad Street was so much fun in 2017. Yeah, I mean, I have this video, which I can't repeat what we were saying, at 4 a.m. at Pat Steaks doing bleep Tom Brady cheers, and Broad Street just... everybody high-fiving and hugging.
Oh, 4 a.m.? Y'all were still out there?
Kenny, you're like almost 60. You're still doing it out to 4 a.m.?
Come on, man. Where do you get the energy?
Oh, man, come on. You know, when it comes to the Eagles, I'm 18.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it comes to the Eagles and Delilah's, I'm 18.
Goodness gracious.
But did I say that out loud?
Hey, listen, this show has become that show. Yeah, so I don't even know what to say anymore.
And 18-year-olds aren't even allowed in Delilah's.
Yeah, it's an expression.
Ah, yeah, yeah, yeah. 21.
Oh, man.
Pick 21.
You can attest after some wing bowls. Hey, don't drag me into this, man.
And I never did
that. They're really starting to go after Ike Reese now.
Don't drag me into this.
All right. All right, Kenny. Great to hear you as always.
All right, we'll do that one. See you guys.
This video is making its rounds, by the way. Oh, yeah.
I'm so worried about the video.
I'm not worried about it. It's just it's the worst thing I've ever done. That's more like it's just a tough scene.
And you got peer pressured so hard into it. When Gilly's telling you to do it, you got to do it.
Well, I know, but there was no way it was going to end well. Yeah.
Believe me, he knew what he was doing.
He said, "We got the perfect guy."
Yep.
And get Lakin in there too.
No, Lakin is the worst.
Yeah. You know, Lakin looks like you remember in the Peanuts cartoons, the dancing where they would do like. They do this. They go like this, like this. That Lakin looks like he's doing the Peanuts dance.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
His arms aren't even moving.
No.
I appreciate y'all doing that.
Yeah. Jack, what's coming up in the top five of five?
Stockwatch.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, a lot to get to.
Yeah. Your stock down.
Well, hold on.
Yeah.
We might have to get to that.
All right.
Well, you know whose stock is up. Oh, go ahead.
Who's that? Who?
No, go ahead.
Oh, okay. Show. All right. It's the WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
I was going to say Tornado Shapiro stock seems to be up.
Yes.
With everybody.
That's not the only thing that's up with Tornado. Hey-o.
Yeah. You may see Tornado Shapiro with his good buddy Joe Conklin and the City Rhythm Orchestra at Westchester University on Friday, February 21st, and at the Broadway Theater in Pittman, New Jersey on Saturday, February 22nd. Get your tickets at JoeConklin.com! All righty. The birds know what championship performance looks like, right? And so does Elite Acura. Experience the all-new Acura ADX, where championship-caliber luxury meets cutting-edge innovation. Just like our birds soaring to the big game, the ADX elevates everything about the driving experience. With all-wheel drive, advanced safety technology, and an innovative digital cockpit, the ADX delivers the future of premium performance today. Make sure you visit Elite Acura this February to be among the first to test drive the revolutionary ADX. And while you're celebrating our road to New Orleans, that's right, drive home in the stunning all-new 2024 Acura ZDX that you can lease for just $299 per month with $29.99 down. The future of luxury performance is here, and it's at Elite Acura, located just off Route 73 in Maple Shade, or check them out at EliteAcura.com. And remember, no one can compete with Elite.